USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
After meeting with his Russian counterpart in Geneva, Switzerland, John Bolton said they did not hold a joint news conference because they disagreed in that meeting on a rather important issue.
I felt it was important to mention election meddling, but we weren't able to reach agreement on that, so we decided to go ahead. We'll each speak individually.
Bolton, however, says he made it clear at that meeting
that we wouldn't tolerate meddling in 2018. And that we were prepared to take necessary steps to prevent it from happening.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Michigan State gymnastics coach Kathy Cleggs was charged Thursday with lying to police amid an investigation into the school's handling of sexual abuse complaints against former school doctor Larry Nassar. If convicted of the crimes, Cleggs could face up to 4 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Ohio State University announced Wednesday night that head football coach Urban Meyer would be suspended for the first three games of the upcoming season without pay following an investigation into his handling of a domestic abuse allegation against a former assistant coach. After the announcement was made, Smith addressed the media.
I know that the impact that the events the last 3 weeks have had on this institution, an institution that I love, and how challenging this has been for our community. Our president, a man who I have great respect for, and for that I am deeply sorry. I'm fully aware that I'm ultimately responsible for the situation that has harmed the university as a whole and our department of athletics and our football program. I want to apologize to Buckeye Nation. I followed my heart, not my head. I fell short in pursuing full information because at each juncture, I gave Zach Smith the benefit of the doubt. As I reflect my loyalty to his grandfather, Earl Bruce, who was my mentor and like a father to me, likely impacted how I treated Zach over the years. I did not know everything about Zach Smith, which was what Zach Smith was doing, and I'm pleased that the report made this very clear. However, I should have demanded more from him and recognized red flags. I needed to show more care and concern for the entirety of the situation and the people involved. I should have been more demanding of him in the same way I am of my players, other staff members, and myself. I should have done more, and I am sorry for that.
The athletic director was also suspended without pay for 3 weeks as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to Watchdog. The one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street. The place we take the liars, crooks, cheats out behind the woodshed and give them a bit of a beat down. All right. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on trade. I know exactly what the Trump administration is doing. I know it's got many of our elites out there. It's got their underwears in a bunch. They don't like it. They don't like it at all. This is not going to sit well at the Chardonnay sipping parties at embassies around the globe. This is not going to sit well at all of the parties held in NYC with all the UN diplomats. They're not going to like the fact that Donald Trump is saying, hey, wait a second. These deals that we struck, they are way too one-sided. And they are. You ever notice that you got tons of stories in regards to trade taking place? All of the major media outlets, and they are always critical of the United States. These are domestic publications. Always critical of the United States. Do you have any idea the type of tariffs that are put on our goods going over to Europe? How many times has the European Union, struck down a merger and acquisition? How many times has the European Union gotten upset and gone after companies like Apple? Yeah, they know exactly what they're doing. And the funny thing is we never stand up to it for ourselves. Never. Never. This is the first time. I mean, I mentioned Barack Obama did mention when he was president that he was sick and tired of freeloaders. And he was talking about NATO and the fact that the European nations do not pay their fair share. They don't. They don't. And all we get talk about now is we get talk about NATO and this global alliance and all this stuff and 70 years of this and 70 years of the United States paying your way. What did you think was going to happen? What did you think was going to happen? You didn't think that there was going to be at some point in time that we were going to get aggravated? We were going to get sick and tired of this. All sorts of tariffs put on our goods. So you know what? I'm sorry. I know we got a lot of free traders out there. I'm for free trade too, but I'm for fair trade. Well, why is it? Ever wonder why? Why do these trade deals have to be thousands and thousands of pages long? Why is that? If it's free trade, you're asked to say, okay, you can sell your goods, anything that you make and produce in the United States, and we are not going to put any tariffs on them, and we can sell anything that we make in the European Union, and you're not going to put any tariffs on it. Sound good?
Right.
Sure. And then they'll come up with other reasons why, and they'll say, oh, you know, certain American agricultural products don't meet our standards, so you can't sell them there. They'll find ways of banning various different goods and services. They'll go out of their way. It's a protectionist racket, and they run it better than anyone else. And hey, listen. Okay, I'm an equal opportunity basher here on the program. We do it too. We do it too. We've done it with sugar for a very long period of time. And we do it with certain things as well. Hey, you can take a look at the Farm Bill as a great example of how we subsidize farms here in the United States. So yes, it's a racket. And dealing with the European Union is a difficult thing to do. Because certain countries have certain protection rackets put into play within the European Union. It's not like rules are the same across the board, because they're not. certain food items coming from certain countries are protected because they said they originally came from that country. For example, feta cheese in Greece. France, for a while, was making their own feta cheese. And Greece got upset saying, you can't call it feta because feta can only come from Greece. Hey, this is what you have to deal with. But again, European Union, and this is reality. They need us. They need us more than we need them. And hey, their population is greater than ours. But that is the reality, and they know it. And they're falling all over themselves over there right now. And the statements that they're making, oh boy, that we've never expected something like this, and this is terrible, it's a complete change. Transatlantic alliance is off. Give me a break. The first sign that anything goes wrong anywhere, number one on your speed dial is the United States. You know it. We know it. The entire world knows it. So what do I predict in regards to this? No, I don't think that there's going to be a trade war. I don't. You saw some of the items that the European Union was putting tariffs on. Bourbon. Motorcycles. How many motorcycles do you think Harley Davidson actually sells in Europe? And I'm here to tell you, they are a hell of a lot more expensive in Europe than they are in the United States already. They're already a luxury item. So they put a tariff on a Harley Davidson. Somebody in Europe that's going to buy a Harley Davidson is going to buy a Harley Davidson. It's kind of like a Ferrari. If you can afford a Ferrari and they raise the tariffs on the Ferrari, yeah, somebody's going to pay it. You can afford to pay $1 million for a car, hey, you'll pay 1.1. It is what it is. So we shall see. Anyway, I want to move on from trade, and I've got to get into, I got a lot of, and I've let these things kind of pile up on me. A lot of ripoff and scam stories has been was pretty much our bread and butter when we started this program. But there's some that I've seen that got my attention as of late. Again, they fill up my email box. I get them sent to me. I go to FINRA's site. There's many places where I find out about these things. Not to mention the fact that I'm often alerted of ripoffs and scams that aren't in the news yet by the people that listen to this program. The people who listen to this program all over the world. Yeah, we have listeners all over the world. I get people from South Africa, Australia, all over the place. Scams that are taking place there, they'll call me up and ask me about it, and I'll warn them. Some listen. Most don't. This is a story that caught my attention about a broker. He was a broker for 14 years. He's finally barred from the industry. He had, no joke, 55 complaints. 55 customer complaints. He owed millions in dollars in arbitrations against clients had filed against them. He was registered. Okay, he was in the business for 14 years, but he was registered with 11 different firms. Yeah, everyone from Horowitz and Associates, Raymond James, Edward Jones. Now, one would say to themselves, yeah, well, why would Edward Jones, with their nice and folksy, homey advertising and Raymond James, why would they hire somebody like this Anthony Diaz? Because he made money. Churn 'em and burn 'em. Remember that line from the movie Wall Street? There you got the big trading floor there, and Bud Fox's buddy is, churn 'em and burn 'em. We're not fund managers. The guy generated commissions. Who does the hiring at these various different brokerage firms? I don't care. What are you talking about? Well, you think it's, think they have some sort of department there that does it? No, sales managers do. Not human resources. Human resources handles the back office people, my friends. The guys running the sales floor, they're the ones that take a look. And they're the ones that are going to sign off and say, I don't care. This guy does a ton of commissions. Who cares how many complaints he has? I've been there. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen right before my very eyes. They will hire anyone if they can sell. But another teachable moment about this story. Again, 55 complaints. Where is the SEC? Where is FINRA? Where are they on this? How come they couldn't catch this? Why didn't they do something about this? Again, they're limited. They are. FINRA probably should have gotten rid of this guy a little bit earlier. Yeah, they should have. But the problem is that too many people rely upon FINRA or the SEC and think of them almost like cops on the beat. And they're not. They're not. I don't want you to have some sort of false sense of security over these. Well, FINRA is a self-regulatory agency. The SEC is part of the government. First and foremost, the SEC, which basically governs us, we're registered investment advisory. A lot of good people that work there. But again, they're limited. Many of them are young, right out of college. Easily intimidated by politicians. Why do you think Bernie Madoff skated? How did that happen? Because the SEC knew that it was a scam. They were told it was a scam. That it was mathematically proven that Bernie Madoff's investment house was an entire scam. Harry Markopoulos did that. Well, nobody at the SEC wants to go after Bernie Madoff because Chuck Schumer is going to yell at him. Or Frank Lautenberg, or some other big politician. Because Bernie Madoff donated a lot of money to those guys. It's a political agency as well. So what am I trying to get across here, people? Well, you need to protect yourself. You need to protect yourself. The SEC doesn't sign off on IPOs, if you notice that. They don't sign off on ETF. They don't sign off on anything. Basically what they are, you want to think of it this way? They're crime scene investigators. Not about prevention. Oh, yeah, they'll put out their little alerts from time to time. But they're basically CSI. After something terrible has happened, they come and investigate. So wouldn't it be better not to have anything bad happen in the first place? In my opinion, yes. Why you need to get your financial plan done the right way. It's why you need to investigate who you're doing business with. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff there at our site, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Also, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's custom fabric design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Hey, Watchdog listeners, are you in the process of planning for your retirement? Hey, make your time work. Make your time count. Prepare for the retirement crisis, because yes, we're in a crisis, with my free white paper. Available for your download on WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. This white paper covers everything you need to know about preparing for the retirement crisis, including Social Security, pension financing, budget, and encore careers. Don't wait. Download right now.
at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes. Miller, welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. The list of professional athletes that have been ripped off and scammed by stockbrokers at the major firms, it just gets longer and longer and longer. And again, con artists, let me put this in terms of Animal Planet, shall we? When you watch Animal Planet and you're out there on the Serengeti and the lions are out hunting, who do the lions go after? Lions go after the weaker parts of the herd. Smart. It's smart. They're easier to catch. They are easier to catch. That's the lions go after them. In many respects, that's why a lot of these athletes and actors and actresses and whatnot, this is why they constantly get ripped off. Many of them aren't trained properly. It's easy to push their various different greed buttons and take advantage of them. And that's why it happens. And case in point, you watch that television show on HBO, Ballers, with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Now, in the show, Dwayne The Rock Johnson cares about his clients. But it's funny to watch how they go about obtaining their clients. You know, stripper parties with drugs and all of this stuff. What, you don't think that that's what really happens? Because it does. That's what really goes on. We've reported on various different con artists, brokers, and financial planners down in South Beach actually owning clubs, using clubs to recruit people. The shady, shady business. The latest victim we just learned about was Kwame Brown. He was the first pick in the draft back in 2001. And, the Merrill Lynch guys that were working with him forged documents on various different pieces of paper, completely mismanaged his money. Millions and millions of dollars are gone. Millions of dollars gone. He wanted his money in very safe investments. Yep, Merrill Lynch had other plans. And that other plan was to what? Churn them and burn them. Another quick story on Merrill Lynch I wanted to get to as well. They're changing their pay structure. For you people out there that have Merrill Lynch accounts, this is what's going to be happening. Your broker is going to have to start selling you more stuff or your broker is not going to get paid as much. Merrill Lynch is a part of Bank of America. Your broker is going to have to start selling you credit cards and checking accounts and all sorts of other stuff out there in order to maintain his pay grid. Oh, I can bet you can hardly wait. Yeah, that's just what your financial planner should be doing. Right? Just what he should be doing is selling you credit cards. Listen, I don't sell credit cards. Yeah, I'll tell everybody the credit card I use. I'm not getting paid for this at all. I love my Capital One card. Love it. Love it. Double miles. Double points every dollar spent. I love it. Fantastic. You know, when I got to go to a lacrosse tournament somewhere. Oh, whoop, I got enough points. Pays for the hotel room. Yay. Love it. Fantastic. No problems at all. Oh, could I? Could I sell credit cards from our clearing agent? Oh, sure I could. Sure I could. But that's not what I do. That's not what I do. We specialize in what? Doing one's financial plan. Not trying to sell you as much stuff as possible. That's what the wirehouse model is all about. Shoving as much crap down your throat as they possibly can. Again and again and again, we report on these stories. Asset loans, all sorts of stuff that they're trying to sell to make an extra buck. They are not evidentiary. They're salespeople. They don't have any duty whatsoever to put your needs above their own. It's funny that people still to this day just can't seem to grasp that concept. Quick story here. Another broker, this one's out of New York. Again, you're talking tens of millions of dollars. Tens of millions of dollars he blew through basically with his clients. Again, everyone should have known. Everyone should have known all they had to do. In this case, the guy's name was Dean Mustafali. All they had to do was do a background search. All they had to do was do a broker check. All they had to do was to make a couple phone calls. All you had to do was call me. And I could have told you who this guy was. But now what? Now what? Where you're going to file an arbitration? Money's gone. Money's gone. It's too late. Again, CSI's in there now. Nothing was prevented. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, get the help you need. Get to our website or give us a call. 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump is participating in a roundtable on the Foreign Investment Risk Review Modernization Act. The president talked about why this Modernization Act is such a big deal.
Because of our incredible achievements, other nations seek to steal, copy, or control American intellectual property. And we had very, very little safeguards up. We had, in many cases, I would say, Marco, no safeguards. And now we have probably the best there is in the world.
Senator Lindsey Graham said that the president could replace Attorney General Jeff Sessions after the midterm elections. Reporters caught up with the senator earlier today.
The president's entitled to attorney general he has faith in, somebody that's qualified for the job. And I think there will come a time, sooner rather than later, where it will be time to have a new face and a fresh voice at the Department of Justice.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? fish oil, or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, a little Animal House stuff going here. Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. All right, I got some bits and pieces, odds and ends, things I want to go over here with you. And I had this sent over to me. And, you know, the funny thing is, I didn't see it. I didn't see it when it happened because certain things I just recall. That's my memory. And I couldn't remember this Steve Jobs interview, and I would have remembered it. It was back in 1995. Back in 1995, Steve Jobs. I remember 1995 was a pretty exciting year as far as technology was concerned, new things coming out, right? You know, the whole technology boom about ready to happen. Internet, yeah, you know, the things just starting to get warmed up. You remember that was when Windows released Windows 95. And remember they had the commercials on TV with the Rolling Stones, Start Me Up. Anyway, this interview with Steve Jobs from 1995, and he is telling the world how and why companies fail, in particular, tech companies. He said, I have my own theory about why the decline happens at companies like IBM or Microsoft. The company does a great job, innovates, and becomes a monopoly, or close to it in some field. And then the quality of the product becomes less important. The company starts valuing the great salesmen because they're the ones who can move the needle on revenues, not the product engineers and designers. So the salespeople end up running the company. Once you have a monopoly, new products don't help you, only better marketing. Soon, marketing people are running the company. And what made them great is gone. We've talked about stories I've written in the past about how blue chips die. Columns I've written about how blue chips die. We've talked here on the program that marketing scam slash scheme back from the late 1960s. J.P. Morgan Chase, the Nifty 50. 50 stocks that you could buy and you could put in your portfolio and hold forever. Right, sure. Now, I always talk about it. If you're not growing, you're dying. What I mean by that, not just growing your client base. It's growing as a company. It's improving as a company. Unfortunately, today, many companies are, well, heck, they're driven by next quarter's earnings. What's happening next? What's next quarter's numbers? What's next? What are you looking at for the rest of the year? I want to know, as an investor, what you're thinking about 5 years from now. What do you see? What do you see coming 5 years from now? 10 years from now? The Romans knew this. Back when they were a republic, they focused on not so much tomorrow, but way down the line. That type of thinking breeds success. When I started the radio program, this one, a couple stations. We can get you on a lot more stations if you do a buy, sell, and hold show, Markowski. Nah, I'm not worried about next week. Next month, I'm worried about 10 years from now, 20 years from now. That's my concern. That's my focus. And you can see it happen with certain companies. You can. You could see it happen. They stop focusing on what's really important. It's funny. You talk about companies like Apple and how Apple went in and basically raided Xerox. Xerox invented the mouse and all these various different technologies, and they basically went in there and took them because Xerox was like, let's make copiers and get our salespeople out there and sell more copiers. New inventions? Nah. Yeah. How'd that work out? You constantly need to be improving, and not just sales. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
To be with you in the daytime.
Mike Hewitt here. Is the never-ending political distraction delivered by 24/7 news and social media taking our eyes off the prize? What's the prize, you ask? Faith, family, and our union of states. What should our focus be? I think it ought to be about the lives of our family and you and me. Things like standard of living in a peaceful and safe environment. Isn't that what America's dream is all about? How we live in the promise of something better for the next generation. If so, it feels like we've walked off the path a little bit. Are we in the midst of trading away the most important things for rancor and partisanship? Think about it. If you find yourself taking political sides against someone close to you, has it gone too far? I'm not trading away my family or America for the divisiveness that seems to be pouring across our culture. I'm not giving them that power. I'm not surrendering. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237. Woo!
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Guess what? Again, this is amazing. There are right now in the United States 101 people who owe at least $1 million in federal student loans. Now, you know, I was perplexed by, like, I said, how does that happen? How does one own $1 million in student? You know how many books you could buy with $1 million? You know the type of library that you could build for yourself with $1 million? Here's the story. Mike Maru, 37-year-old orthodontist, made a big investment in his education. As of this past Thursday, he owed $1,060,945.42 in student loans. He pays $1,589.97. That's nothing on $1 million loan. That's, in fact, yes, it's not even enough to cover the interest. So in essence, every single day, his debt to the University of Southern California grows by $130. He's going backwards every single day by $130. In two decades, his loan balance will be $2 million. He and his wife are like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's a bill. We pay it. And that's how they're looking at it. Because you know what's going to happen, right? After 20 years, he'll be able to go into some sort of government forbearance program that's been set up, and the debt will be gone. The taxpayers will absorb it. We'll absorb the entire thing. Now, granted, he's probably, at that point in time, he's probably paid in. I don't know how much, but again, this is how absurd this becomes. And the funny thing about this guy, this Mike Rue, went to, dentistry school, became an orthodontist, is that his undergrad his parents paid for. He didn't owe any money. Yep. And so basically when, you know, he times where he was becoming dentist, he went into forbearance and he stopped paying on it. And the whole deal, you know, just got worse and worse and worse. So he's agreed to pay monthly payments at 10% of his discretionary income. So basically, well, put it this way. Without the government help, his monthly payment would be $10,500. That would be, his monthly income right now is $13,333. Yep. It's 25 years. 25 years. It's going to reach $2 million. At that point in time, the sum will be forgiven. But it is going to cost him because it's going to be called a gift. He's going to have to pay taxes on that $2 million. So that'll be about $700,000 at that point in time. I give you higher education here in the United States. How stupid is that? How stupid are we? And we keep buying in. We keep doing the same thing again and again and again. And it's not getting any better. It's getting worse every year. Every year, it's getting worse. I mentioned this a month or so ago. I saw what tuition was at my alma mater for next year. Over $70,000. Head examined. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We got college planning kits. As best we can. Best we can help people out with them. Right there at our website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the 100 in County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in 100 in County.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I've been watching, seen some of these commencement addresses around the country. Again, the usual crap. I'm being honest. A lot of crap. Oh, you got to make a difference, and you're the greatest generation that's going to come around, and you're more better equipped than other generations have ever been before, and nah, I don't see that. I don't. I'm being honest here. In fact, I think a lot of the younger generations are, I think that they're ill-equipped. I think that they're ill-equipped for the real world. I think a lot of what they've been taught is crap. I do. And I think that they've become elitist and arrogant. Ignorance and arrogance is dangerous. It's even more dangerous when the arrogant person doesn't know he or she is ignorant. My wife gets upset with me because I pretty much call. I've got a very close relationship with my kids. Thank God, I do. I struggle. I've got two teenagers, and one about to be a teenager. My daughter is a bit of a struggle, where she used to be daddy's girl, not so much right now at 13. So I had a little trouble with her, and I'm getting my arms around that. I'm trying to figure that whole thing out. Again, I grew up in a household that was all boys except my mother. But very close relationship with my kids. Even that be the case, I pretty much call my eldest son jackass all the time. And my wife gets up and says, why do you do that? Well, I'm constantly trying to instill in him the idea, I don't care what your grades are, I'm trying to get him the idea that, understanding that he doesn't know anything. Because I don't know anything. Ever notice that people that read a lot try to absorb as much information as they can? Oftentimes are people that have that understanding that they don't know what they don't know. The more I read, the more I try to take in, whatever it may be, I'm telling you right now, the dumber it makes me feel. You realize how little you do know. And that's kind of one of the things I try to teach my son. I said, you're 15. You really don't know anything. And the problem today is you get all these kids that got their degrees and they think that they're smart. They don't even think they're smart. They think that they're wise. And that's dangerous. It's problematic. And I notice as well is that they are a generation that looks down upon others. They do. They look down. We talked about this here on the program and how, people not going to college, people going to vocational schools. Listen, you want to find, here's to some of the college kids listening to this program right now. If you waited tables, if you mopped a floor, if you flipped a burger, if you mowed lawns, if you shoveled driveways, if you framed houses, you've got a degree, you're smart, you've got a better chance working with me, working at my company, than if you were top of your class at Harvard. That's right. you've got a much better shot. These are the type of people that I'm looking for. Every single one of these jobs, every single one of these tasks, all of this stuff, they're building blocks. They're building blocks. I tell you, you take all the business, go to business school, business, whatever it may be. Again, you're going to enter the real world and you're going to learn that, hey, you know what? I spent a lot of money on these classes. I'm not utilizing much of it. A lot of it is the life experience that counts. Anyway, want to touch on this as well. The whole Roseanne controversy, NFL controversy. First and foremost, we'll do the NFL. Story is out, and I'm going to help everybody out there understand, and we'll help you to read between the lines and be a better consumer of news and news media. The story was out that Donald Trump pressured the NFL owners, and the NFL owners caved on the flag and kneeling during the national anthem. I'm here to tell you that is BS. That is classic fake news, is what that is. That is fake news. The NFL cares about one thing and one thing only. What, you think that these billionaires, you think that these billionaires out there were intimidated by Donald Trump? No. The billionaires saw the ratings. That's it. So what they did was they put out press releases saying, you know, we felt pressured by Donald Trump, and this is why we had to do this. So basically what you saw the NFL owners do was shift the entire issue and put it on Donald Trump. So they can throw their hands up in the air and say, I had nothing to do with this. No. We're not sorry. It was all on Trump, when they are lying. So, again, what does this tell you about NFL owners and the media? Well, they work hand in hand to further their own needs, and they want the ratings to come up too. But they are all a bunch of cowards, is what it is. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff there at the site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Congressman Duncan Hunter and his wife Margaret pled not guilty in San Diego to charges they illegally used his campaign account for personal expenses. Bail was set at the congressman for $15,000 and his wife $10,000. The indictment alleges they used more than $250,000 to finance family trips to Italy and across the world. Some Senate Democrats called on Republicans to suspend the confirmation hearing of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh after Michael Cohen, President Trump's personal attorney, pleaded guilty to 8 criminal counts in New York court. Today, Senator Richard Burr addressed this from the Senate floor.
Another member said that Judge Kavanaugh threatens destruction of the Constitution of the United States. The goal has always been the same: delay the confirmation process as much as possible and hope that Democrats take over the United States Senate in the midterm elections.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
First-time unemployment claims are down a bit. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.